Number 11. Isn't it delightful here? We've been looking for a place just like this all summer.
Right. We couldn't have found a better place for a picnic.
What does the man mean? Number 12. You are almost late. I was worried. How's the car? What did you find out about it?
The mechanic said the best thing would be to sell it and get a new car. The car is totally dead.
What will the man probably do with his car? Number 13. Mr. David, you are such a nice young man, and you have been taking good care of me ever since I first arrived here. I shall always feel grateful to you for everything you've done for me.
It's very kind of you to say so, but really, I don't think I had done nearly enough.
What does the man mean?
Number 14. I don't think having big parties is a mistake. I like big parties. I think we should pay back our friends who have invited us to their parties.
But big parties are so impersonal. I think we should have several small ones instead.
How does the woman feel about parties? Number 15. Excuse me, I wonder why Flight 128 has been delayed. The sky seems clear now.
I'm afraid New York got 4 or 5 times as much snow as we did here. It should be clear by afternoon, though.
What does the woman imply?
Number 16. You must enjoy danger. I mean, you wouldn't be a fireman if you didn't, would you?
I don't know about that. I had a very frightening experience quite recently.
What is the man?
Number 17. Excuse me, would you please tell me when the next flight to Los Angeles is?
Sure. The next direct flight to Los Angeles is 2 hours from now, but if you don't mind transferring at San Francisco, you can board now.
What do we learn from this conversation?
Number 18. Susan told me that she was going to quit her job. I'll certainly be sorry to see her go.
Oh, she always says that. I wouldn't buy her a going-away present if I were you.
What does the man think about Susan?